Weight and balance are the judgments of the Lord. We keep no account of the graces which God bestows upon us, but He keeps an account of them. He measures them. And when He sees them despised to a certain degree, He then abandons the sinner in his sin and takes him out of life in that unhappy state. Miserable the man who defers his conversion till death. St. Augustine says, quote, "The repentance which is sought from a sick man is infirm," unquote. St. Jerome teaches that of 100,000 sinners who continue in sin till death, scarcely one will be saved. St. Vincent Ferrer writes that it is a greater miracle to bring such sinners to salvation than to raise the dead to life. What sorrow, what repentance can be expected at death from the man who has loved sin till that moment? Bellarmine relates that when he exhorted to contrition a certain person whom he assisted at death, the dying man said that he did not know what was meant by contrition. The holy bishop endeavored to explain it to him, but he said, "Father, I do not understand you. These things are too high for me." He died in that state, leaving, as the venerable cardinal has written, sufficiently evident signs of his damnation. St. Augustine says that by a just chastisement, the sinner who has forgotten God during life shall forget himself at death. "Be not deceived," says the apostle, "God is not mocked. For what things a man shall sow, those also shall he reap. For he that soweth in his flesh, of the flesh also shall he reap corruption." It would be a mockery of God to live in contempt of his laws and afterward to reap remuneration and eternal glory. But God is not mocked. What we sow in this life, we reap in the next. For him who sows the forbidden pleasures of the flesh, nothing remains but corruption, misery, and eternal death. Beloved Christian, what is said for others is also applicable to you. Tell me, if you were at the point of death, given over by the physicians, deprived of your senses, and in your last agony, with what fervor would you ask of God another month or week to settle the accounts of your conscience? God at present gives you this time. Thank Him for it, and apply an immediate remedy to the evil you have done. Adopt all the means of finding yourself in the grace of God when death comes, for then there will be no more time to acquire His friendship.